mayhem.
From tailgate to touchdown, South Stage is here to ensure your financial game plan leads you to victory. With cutting-edge digital tools like contactless payment, digital wallet, and more, your financial plays become seamless and convenient. As your trusted banking partner, South Stage is committed to supporting you every step of the way, providing expert guidance and dedicated assistance on your financial journey. This is Banking Forward, South Stage Bank, member FDIC.
Walt Tip to the Red Rage. We are back. Ramona, did you do your football picks yet?
Not yet.
They're due at 10 a.m.
Right.
Early.
They're due, I know.
Due early. Mine, of course, are already in. Like always, I'm in early. They don't have to wait for mine like the rest of you people. We don't
they shouldn't have a deadline if they're.
What was it?
A deadline for a reason. If they're due at Thursday at 10 in the morning, have them before Thursday at 10 in the morning. Okay. I usually do them tonight.
All right. Well, we have to have a chance to talk about them. It won't be Friday. That ship will have sailed by then.
Right, we can talk about them tomorrow. Yeah, Your show comes on at 3.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for that. Thanks for that that tip. I never would have known that. You can get in if you want, 654-7627, 654-7627. You can get in and join the conversation. And we're talking mainly college football today. Let me tell you about my guy, Nick Lavery. 1011 Tiger Boulevard, Suite 500, behind Mellow Mushroom and Clemson. Do you need someone who knows the law and is going to be on your side? Will be on your side? That's Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney. Nick will get you the help you deserve. Nick's been serving our upstate and Clemson community for more than 25 years, and he does it all. You know, if you have an issue with DUI, that could disrupt your entire life. You're going to need a quality South Carolina DUI lawyer to protect your rights and your future in court. Boat, car, motorcycle accident, injured in any sort of accident. You know, I learned the hard way. The first thing I should have done was call Nick. And he would have advised me on what I should do. I was too pig-headed and went home from an accident, and I'm suffering from it to this point. Don't do that. Call Nick Lavery. Let him guide you. Wrongful death. If your family's facing the decision to file a wrongful death lawsuit, it's important to know exactly what you need, how to get what you deserve. Look, if your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, it's time for justice. Nick Lavery will make sure you get justice. And finally, parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. What do you do next? Doesn't mean they're a bad kid. Kids get in trouble. It's what happens. You call Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney. He's here to help you. Nick and his legal team know the absolute best options to help defend and protect your child and their future, whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, fake ID. Nick Lavery's here to help you and your child for your free consultation. Call 864-654-3680, 864-654-3680, or visit online, nicklaverylaw.com. Nick Lavery, L-A-V-E-R-Y, nicklaverylaw.com. I have all sorts of people writing me on the text line about this. Texas says, Heinchel. He's one of them, but he's probably four for me among the freshman quarterback. I think they're all good, but, you know, I would take any of them if that's the direction you went, the rising sophomore quarterbacks. But I would take, you know, if the others were available, I would probably take them first. I mean, Sagapulitelli is a witch. I mean, Sagapulitelli is just, and you got to remember, he's playing with a crappy Cal team too. I mean, just an awful Cal team. He's a freshman quarterback playing with an awful Cal team, and he's elevated the level of that entire team, despite the fact his offensive line at times is just an absolute sieve. I mean, just atrocious. But he's such a dart thrower, and he's so good. He's like an advanced version of Tua Tagovailoa at the same stage, is really what he is, and also from Hawaii, and a lefty. But he is just, he's just special. Now, you know, again, it's about strengths and weaknesses. He's not a runner. You know, that's not who he is. He can move around the pocket. He can extend plays a little, but he's not a runner. He's just gonna rip you to shreds is what he's gonna do. And then you get, you know, Mestabaker at North Texas, who is about 6'4", maybe 6'5", 6'4 and a half, somewhere in that range. Probably 215, somewhere in that range. He is reminiscent of an old Houston quarterback named David Klingler. Same type of body build. Same type of arm. It's a good arm. It's not an elite arm. It's a good arm. He is playing in a very quarterback-friendly offense, and he benefits from that, but he does some things really well. He sees the field well. The ball comes out of his hand instantly. He has a really quick release. He gets rid of the ball quickly. One of the areas of concern, his release point is low. He carries the ball low, and his release point is low. And you have a concern about deflected passes and that type of thing. And he has had some of that at North Texas. But there's a lot to like. There's a lot to like. Would he be an upgrade? Yes. Would Sagapulitelli be an upgrade? Yes. Would Cutter Bowley at Kentucky be an upgrade? Yes. Would Heinzel at Pitt be an upgrade? Yes. And again, these are just some of the rising sophomores. You get into all the bridge guys, and you know, those guys would be upgrades too. So yeah, I mean, Mark from Simpsonville says Lagway. Yeah, look, Lagway's going to be an interesting guy because he didn't play well this year. So, you know, it's going to be how you evaluate him, and he certainly has talent, but quite honestly, Justin's not played well. And you're going to have to ascertain all the reasons for that. And you have to watch all the film and ascertain all the reasons and decide whether that's a Lagway issue, whether that's a Florida issue, whether it's some of both. I mean, at times when he was healthy last year, he looked great. I'm not sure you could say there was any time this year he's looked great. He just hasn't played well, and he certainly hasn't played consistently well. He's had a game or two where he's played well, but, you know, he's an interesting player. I mean, he certainly has talent without question, and he has talent both as a passer and a runner. But it's bringing it all together and whether you can coach it up or not. The other thing is this. I would imagine Lagway is going to be a high-ticket guy. Hey, listen, in this market, all of those guys could wind up high-ticket guys. That's the other thing. That's the ever-changing nature of what we have and where we are. I mean, I don't know what the price tag for any of those guys is. I mean, I would think Sagapulitelli is going to command a significant price. Who's quarterbacking Miami next year, okay? You know, Miami has gone from one highly paid transfer to the next highly paid transfer, and you can bet every dollar you have they're going to another highly paid transfer next year. Is that going to be Lenoris Sellers? There's been some speculation about that. If not, who are they going to land? Because they're going to take one of these guys off the board. I don't know which one, but they're going to take one of them off the board. Quite honestly, you know, I talked about Sagapulitelli from Hawaii, and you would think that would lead to him wanting to stay more on the West Coast. But Miami, it's not the West Coast, but the weather's warm. I could see that. I could see that. Tester said on that he's the next Anthony Richardson. You talking about Lagway? Yeah, I could see that. That would not surprise me. Texter 940 says, Walt, I agree with about 95% of what you say. I don't think Dabo's going to break his beliefs and grab a bunch of dudes out of the portal. Well, if he doesn't, Clemson's going to be a 6-6 team next year. That's how I see it. I'm just telling you. I think you don't have any choice now. I'm not telling you, you know, you do what Ole Miss did or any of that stuff, but I just don't see where you have any options now. I mean, I think, listen, as we sit here today, this team that you look at to next year, as it's presently constituted, it's not good enough. It's 6-6 team. I mean, if this team this year wasn't good enough, the team next year on paper is certainly not good enough. Now, I think it can be with the right additions. I mean, I will be shocked if Clemson does not hit the portal with a degree of intensity that we have not seen Clemson attack the portal with before. I will be shocked. Let me tell you about Canty. Water in the crawl space can sit there for years or months. Standing water for months or years. How about that? Standing water in the home can damage the foundation. Rot wooden beams and joists cause mold and mildew. This stuff is no good. It contributes to unhealthy air inside the home. Standing water that musty smell in your basement can be a sign of major problems for you and your home if not addressed. Canty Foundation Specialists are your trusted local expert in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Canty offers solutions to fit any home or budget. Look, even the smallest leaks aren't going to get better over time. So call my friends at Canty. 1-803-373-0949. 1-803-373-0949. They offer free inspections, lifetime warranties, financing's available if needed. Cracks in your exterior, interior walls, uneven floors or doors, windows that are hard to open. These are all issues that Canty can fix for you. Just call them. Tell them I sent you. 1-803-373-0949. 1-803-373-0949. Visit their website, Canty, C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com, because they certainly can, and you will 100% thank me later. They are the absolute best. By the way, speaking of best, let me tell you about Moretti's. Ramona, how badly are we craving Moretti's? We always need
Moretti's.
We need a care package, Moretti's. We need your humble road rage servant and his partner in crime, producer Ramona, who's also done a million things in her life. We need a care package. Just for all the things Ramona has done in her life, we need a care package. That alone. Hey, listen, if you've never had real Buffalo New York style pizza and wings, do not fret. Get to Moretti's. It's in Malden. You don't need to drive 12 hours anymore. It's Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar. The pizza, it's thicker than New York style, but not doughy. Perfect crust, baked to perfection in a stone oven. It's unbelievable. The Buffalo wings, they're to die for. I mean, they are original, authentic Buffalo wings. Trust me, if you've never had them, our man Dre tried them and said, well, you were right, they're just better. How about beef on whack? Unless you're from Buffalo or you listen to the show, you probably don't know what that is. It's a roast beef sandwich. It takes them 8 hours to cook this roast beef. They cook it low and slow. They slice it thin, pile it high on a cumberwhack bun, which is a sea salt caraway bun. Oh, my God. Horseradish sauce served with au jus for dunking. Trust me, it's an absolute must try. And then all the others, appetizers, subs, sandwiches, calzones, burgers, wraps, salads, chicken fingers, pasta, Italian etches, fish fry Fridays. It's unbelievable. Sports fans, they've got you covered. A wall full of nothing but monitors. Trust me, it's Moretti, 783 East Butler Road in Malden, just a half mile off of I-385. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular. You can get in. People always complain you can't get in this show, and really for weeks you've not been able to, but you can get in right now. 654-7627. You want to talk college football? I want to talk a little Clemson basketball for last night too. Some of the stuff we sort of warned you about in advance last night, I think came true, and I think maybe people saw that last night. This team is a work in progress, and it's going to be a work in progress for a while. There's not going to be – this team isn't magically going to hit the floor against a Georgetown and play – now, maybe they will in that one game, but even if they do, there are going to be some ups and downs. This is not going to be, you know, 10-0, every game's a blowout. Look, These first few opponents, as Brad even indicated in the post-game press conference, not elite. Not elite. All right? So this is not a proving ground for anything. This is a developmental ground. This is a role development ground. This is where you start to find out who you are and what you hope to be. Did you not watch Hoosiers? That's where we are. Okay? That's where we are. So stop thinking it's elite right now and that all these guys are, you know, in contention to win the Player of the Year award. No, it's not that. This is a developmental issue. It's going to take a little bit before we find out. You know, let me tell you about Franklin Tree Service. Proud to be a longtime partner of the Roar, and you probably remember Brian Franklin, Franklin Tree, advertised with us back in the day, and they're back. And they want to remind you that they're affordable, reliable, trusted option for all your tree service needs in the upstate. Whether it's one tree or 20 trees, they're here to help you make the right decisions when it comes to removal, trimming, and assessing any kind of hazards. The upstate has strong winds and wind gusts throughout the year, and we all have that one tree in our yard that looks a little suspect, like it might fall or damage your property if it had the chance. So don't let that happen. And some of us have way more than one tree. And this is a fact, okay? I've employed Brian Franklin on multiple times and his band. And again, every equipment known to mankind. And they also climb trees and cut trees. I had trees all around my home that were all just danger, leaning toward me, pine trees in this red clay. You know, anytime there was a wind or wet, it was a concern. And I would watch these trees fall. And finally, I just decided when an oak tree fell between my home and my garage, I thought, okay, I can't do this anymore. And I called Brian, and we went through it all. And Brian directed me. And by the way, he not only told me what I should take out for a safety standpoint, he alleviated some of my concerns with other trees that I thought might need to come out. I had a white oak next to my garage, and Brian said, no, that tree will last forever. You don't need to do anything with that. And so it's that type of advice. It's not just going to be every tree that he's shown. It's cut. No, it's not that. Trust me, Brian Franklin's a personal friend as well. He's an ultimate professional. His team is the absolute best. Franklin Tree gives you free tree assessments to identify potential hazards, safe removal of leaning trees, trimming of overhanging limbs, yard thinning to prevent future damage, emergency storm services, fully insured and committed to top quality work. Call the Franklin Tree Service and Brian Franklin today, 864-947-9065, 864-947-9065. You'll thank me later. Do what I did. Quick break.
Gilstrap Roofing's experienced team specializes in shingle and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 88 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstraproofing.com.
It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram at Lake Kiwi Ford, and my team's ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, we got you covered with over 500 vehicles available. And we're tackling high prices with huge discounts, like saving up to $15,000 off a new F-150 or a Ram 1500. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So make the winning drive, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or Lake Kiwi Ford, or you can shop us all online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. That's LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details.
Did you hear that? It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, where Mark's team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, they've got you covered with over 500 vehicles ready for delivery. And Lake Kiwi's tackling high prices with new trucks discounted up to $15,000. Yes, you can save up to $15,000 on a new truck at Lake Kiwi, and they've got a bunch of them to choose from. So make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca, and always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. See dealer for details.
Clemson Tigers know pride. We feel it under the lights when our players charge down the hill and every note of Tiger Rag. On Solid Orange Fridays and in the tracks of our Tiger Paws. The Clemson Jackpot is one more way to keep that pride alive Every $5 scratch-off funds education, helping future Tigers carry on our traditions. And now it's easier to play by paying with a debit card at participating retailers. The South Carolina Education Lottery, supporting Tigers, students, and you. See the Players Club app or sceducationlottery.com for game odds and more information.
Ready to ditch the dull and treat your skin to something better? Buff City Soap's body wash is plant-based, handcrafted daily, and packed with skin-loving ingredients. No harsh chemicals, just rich, luxurious lather that cleanses, hydrates, and leaves you smelling amazing. With scents like Good Morning Sunshine, Narcissus, Oatmeal and Honey, and Pink Sugar, there's a body wash for every mood. Shop Buff City Soap today in Seneca at Hartwell Village or the shops at Green Ridge in Greenville.
The holidays are here, and while most people are adding pounds, what if you could start 2026 feeling lighter, stronger, and confident? Don't roll into the new year with regret. Take control now and skip the holiday weight gain. In fact, take that weight right off. I lost 24 pounds with PhD weight loss, and it completely changed how I think about food. Dr. Ashley Lucas and my PhD coaches show me exactly what to eat, how to handle the situations I encounter, and how to enjoy holiday meals without the guilt. That metabolic reset system from PhD, it works. Right now, for November only, PhD Weight Loss is making it even easier to get started. They're waiving your consultation fee, adding 2 weeks to your program for free, and even covering the cost of your food. And just for booking, you're going to get their 5 steps to reset the scale book absolutely free. Mention code 2026START to get these bonuses. Call now, 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or visit online at myphdweightloss.com.
Elevate your holiday feast and treat your guests to more than just a meal. Serve them a story of care, quality, and craftsmanship from AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. Bring the farm-to-table philosophy to every cut, sourcing premium meats from local and regional partners who share their commitment to integrity and flavor. Each selection is chosen for taste because your table deserves better than supermarket standards. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, Southern hospitality you can taste.
Roosters salutes those who have served our country and would like to honor them by inviting all veterans to enjoy our Veterans Day special starting October 31st through November 18th. Receive a 10% discount by showing your DD214 or Veterans ID. You have served us fearlessly, so please allow us to serve you. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville. Call us at 864-884-8920 for your next appointment.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
Coach Saban here. On the field or on your walls, coverage matters. That's why I go with Behr Marquee Interior Paint and Primer from the Home Depot.
Exceptional hide, advanced stain blocking, and over 1,000 colors to choose from. Behr Marquee delivers one coat coverage that stands up to real life. One coat coverage, no overtime. Behr Marquee, only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Valid only when tinted to colors from the Behr Marquee Interior One Coat Hide Collection.
This one's for the flavor fanatics. Sour Apple 5-Hour Energy Shots don't mess around. They bring the bite. Tart, tangy, and packed with tasty caffeine, this little 2-ounce bottle punches above its weight. With zero sugar and as much caffeine as a 12-ounce premium cup of coffee, it's the kind of pick-me-up that keeps your taste buds happy without the crash. And it doesn't stop at Sour Apple. There are 17 bold flavors waiting for you to discover. Pick one up in store or stock up online at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon today.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the 5 counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Upstate's home for sports talk.
It entertains me. I enjoy listening on the way home.
105.5 and 97.5 FM. We are The Roar.
Baby told me you gotta get better if you ever wanna win, and I know that she's not getting
Walter Tulu Road Rage, rejoined by producer Ramona and, you know, Olympic bobsled Jamaican team.
Jamaican bobsled. Right? That's one of my favorite memories. Yeah, Have I ever told you that?
Yeah, I mean, well, it was amazing.
When I was over there helping them.
Yeah. You know? It was really incredible.
They called me up and told me that, you know, I know it's odd that you'd have to come
and, you know,
all the way
you know,
here,
sometimes on like a crowded field of people, it's hard to pick somebody out. You were easy to pick out. I spied you immediately.
I can't remember.
Among the other Jamaicans.
Second or third. Was
I was able to pick you out right away among the other Jamaicans. hey, Texter said, I totally agree with that, Texter. Everyone seems convinced Dabu's seen the light will make all necessary changes. I think he'll make some, but not to the degree necessary, and the slippage will continue. The slippage continues. Yeah, I don't know. I think that I expect major changes, and I think that's what it's going to take. Listen, there are some talented young pieces. You know, I think Adams is talented. I think Green's talented. I think that Wesco and Moore, assuming they're both back, I think they're talented. I think Clemson has two talented young running backs led by Gideon Davidson. And I think Eazy-E is pretty talented as well. So there are some areas where Clemson has talent. There are also a lot of areas, we didn't even talk about the secondary, a lot of areas where Clemson has question marks, and it's going to take portal players to fix those areas. And if you don't fix those areas, you're going to wind up with similar problems. Now, again, look, we don't know what's going to change from a coaching standpoint, you know, where you're going to have continuity and where you're not. And you know, I think some change needs to be made. I think there will be changes made on the defensive side of the ball from a coaching standpoint. Will there be changes on the offensive side of the ball? I don't know. Maybe. Is Garrett Riley back? I don't know the answer to that. I think it might depend on how things play out the rest of the way. I'm not even sure that decision's been made. I think it would be interesting to watch it unfold, though, without question. Orange Bill says Diablo's already hinted that quick fixes need to be made. Right. And Orange Bill said someone else wrote me that earlier too. So I think Diablo Sweeney has already made some subtle suggestions that change is afoot and that that Clemson is going to go portaling. That's not an activity, Ramona. Portaling. You're going portaling. I think that's necessary. I think that's the way you can change the nature of your team. And again, there's a talent base here, okay? Don't mistake that. There's a talent base. It's now you've got to bring in all the complementary pieces and some of those are going to be at key positions. And you know, and then you get to this issue of wide receiver and, you know, what's the story with Moore? Why did he post his highlights after a loss, and why did everyone interpret that to mean that, you know, he's leaving? I don't know the answer to that. And then the Wesco thing is you hope and pray for him, first of all. And then you hope that he's available because he's a very talented young player. But I don't think you can know that right now. And if he is available, is he the same guy? I mean, I mean, you hate to speculate on that. You certainly hope so, but you don't really know. And you're not going to know until then. That's not even going to be something you can find out now. So you may need another receiver or two. It just depends. Byron in Greenville. Byron, how are you, Byron?
Good, how you doing, Walt?
Hey, Byron, good to talk to you as always.
I got just a couple of questions. Even if Dabo makes the additional change that he needs to, let's say that he doesn't do those things and still, you know, goes the recruiting route, and he's built up a lot of equity, as we know, being at Clemson, you know, probably the best coach they've ever had. But just out of curiosity, you know, how much leverage does Clemson give him you know, because 19 will be 6 years removed by the time we start next year.
Yeah, it's 1 year removed from winning an ACC championship.
Yeah, but
only one team wins the national title. I mean, it's 1 year removed from being in the playoffs. Look, Byron, listen, if your point is, and I think it is, that there's been some slippage the last 4 or 5 years, I think that's true. I don't know if Dabo Swinney agrees with that. I don't think he does, but I think that's true. I don't think Clemson has played to the same standard, but they still found ways to win 10 games every year. So this is the first year where you're not talking about winning 10 games.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. He's built up the equity to have a few passes, and he should get a few passes in, no matter what. But I guess at the end of the day, you know, how many passes do you get? Because I guess what I'm getting
you're making a lot of assumptions in that. One of the assumptions you're making is that he'll need passes. You know, in other words, you're basically extrapolating this out and saying, okay, so you're like a 6-win team this year, and if he's a 6-win team next year, and if he's a 6-win team after that, how many of those 6-win seasons does he get? I mean, I don't know the answer to this yet, Byron, but what makes you think like next year will be a repeat of this year?
Given the fact that he hasn't really changed his mentality of what he's done, we will see what happens, but given what we've seen and what he has said, I've seen what he wants to do. I mean, because if you go upon him saying when he goes into a kid's house to recruit them and tell them that if you come to Clemson, you know, you're probably going to, you know, play wide away, or, you know, if you own your spot or whatever, but, you know, we're not going to give you a spot to a guy that comes from the transfer portal. You know, that right there is an indication of, well, I'm not going to go heavy on the transfer portal, but I might go in a little bit. But given the talent they've had this year, you're going to have to go a little bit heavy.
Well, I think Clemson is going to hit the portal to a much higher degree than they ever have before. And I think they're going to try and fill their holes. I think they understand what happened. I think Dabo Swinney understands what the fix is. And I think he's going to have to move away from some of the beliefs that he's held true to. And I don't think that's easy for him, because I think everything he's always believed in has always worked. This year, it didn't work so well. So I think that you're going to see change. So I'm not anticipating, Brian, this string of like 6-win seasons. But if you're asking me what would it take to get Dabo Swinney fired, which sounds like what you're asking me, I think what it would take is a 6-win season next year and a 6-win season the year after that.
Yeah. My final question I wanted to ask is with this weekend with USC against Iowa, I would take the points against Iowa, you know, because I'm not, you know, USC's offense has been kind of stagnant the past 2 weeks, especially since the loss against Notre Dame. You know, it was stagnant against Nebraska. They were able to beat, you know, Northwestern, put up 35 points, but again, it's Northwestern. You know, but Iowa has a 10 times better defense than what they have faced recently. So, you know, I would take that 6.5 and maybe say that I hope that, you know, USC wins by 3, but they're definitely not winning by a touchdown.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, it's a hard game for me to figure out. First of all, Northwestern's a much improved football team, and USC beat them probably as well or better than anybody else did. So, I mean, I think that's a pretty good win. USC obviously has way more offense than Iowa does. I mean, USC is near the top of the offensive rankings, and Iowa is near the bottom. I mean, USC is probably a 1, and Iowa is like 100. And so there's a big gap there. Now, there's a gap defensively. USC is better than they were defensively before. I think my big question about it, Byron, is I'm curious about what Iowa's state of mind is traveling out west after they just played this knockdown, drag out, affair in the pouring rain and 35-degree temperatures in Iowa, and they lost that game. And it came right down to the end, and a game they probably thought they had won. I'm curious what their mental state is. That's my biggest concern with Iowa. How they sort of rebound from that and travel out west to play USC. I'm not sure. I don't know how to read any of that. So it's that game, quite honestly, is sort of a puzzle to me.
Yeah, I got you. I appreciate it. Well, on the final note, if they get past Iowa and then they lose to Oregon and they beat UCLA, my final question would be, how many recruits that they have right now do you think they would actually keep, you know, given today's flip-flop of, you know, recruits? But,
Thank you, Byron. I think they'd retain most of them. I think that end would be good enough to retain most of them. You're talking about an 8-9-1 football team. I think you'd be fine. I think that's what it's going to take. The only thing you have to avoid here is some sort of collapse. You know, that's what you have to avoid. You can't – I wouldn't want to lose multiple times on the way out here. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. Gilstrap's been covering the upstate for four generations. They're the most experienced. They're the best ratings and reviews. Gilstrap is the upstate's go-to for quality roof, storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. They do it all. Look, this is Gilstrap. You're working with the absolute best. You're working with an experienced team of roofers who specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs for residential, commercial, industrial customers. If you're looking for a full-service roofing contractor with extensive experience who's fully licensed, bonded, and insured, look no further than Gilstrap Roofing and the Gilstrap Difference. They've been serving the upstate. This just doesn't make sense, Ramona. Since 1935. What did the cars look like in 1935? What did the wagons look like? You know, what did your road look like? I don't know. Family owned and operated across four generations. A-plus rating with a Better Business Bureau. Who could say that among roofers? Fully licensed, bonded, and insured. A full-service roofing contractor. Extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims. GAF Master Elite Certified gives the option to upgrade your warranty. Like and follow Gilstrap Roofing on Facebook and Instagram for a chance to win their monthly giveaway. I promise you won't want to miss out. Call today, 864-269-1232, 864-269-1232, or visit them online, gilstrapproofing.com. I had one texter who said, I don't understand why people are always so interested in this topic about the transfer portal. I think because this year has been disappointing and has not gone the way anybody hoped or wanted. So what the transfer portal does is it gives people a four-word answer, hope. Quick break.
The Tigers are back in action as they wrap up ACC play at Louisville on Friday. And we've got you covered right here on The Roar, starting at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, live in studio with the Ingles Tiger pregame show. Then Faxton Childress and his crew will have the Tiger tailgate show. Don, Tim, and Reg will have the call of the game live from Louisville, Kentucky. And then Dono Clark and I will be back in studio to recap all the action on the fifth quarter show. If it's Clemson football, you know where to find it. The flagship station for Clemson athletics. We are The Roar, where every day is game day. Got a Tiger at Clemson? Make visits easier and invest in your future with a new home at Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 8 miles from campus. This family-owned builder offers spacious, personalized homes starting in the mid-300,000s with quick move-ins available. Build from the ground up and design your dream space with luxury selections available, or lock in a low rate on a quick move-in home today. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com. Your Clemson connection starts at Sunrise.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, the Scratch Kitchen delivers lunch in the clutch. I mean, where else can you order a 29-degree draft beer and a quickie combo on your lunch break? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
During the holidays, the fireplace becomes the focal point of entertaining. Get your fireplace ready for the winter season by shopping at Craft Stove Store and Patio for everything your hearth desires. Gas logs, fireplace doors, fireplace screens, fireplace tools, fireplace grates, and every fireplace accessory. Over 20 burning models of vented and vent-free gas logs are on display now. 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylor's.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Hey Tiger fans, I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
A fan favorite for almost four decades, Tigertown Graphics has been designing and printing t-shirts in downtown Clemson since 1988. Looking for a vintage vibe with a modern twist? Check out our latest collection of classic styles and current concepts. Find us at 360 College Avenue or shop online anytime at tigertowngraphics.com. For 37 years, it's where Tigers get their stripes.
If you run a business, you need video. Video for your website, social media, but you don't know where to turn. We've made it simple. Take the Double Dog Video Productions Double Dog Dare. We produce your video, and if you don't like it, you keep your money. We keep the video, we part as friends. A little secret, no one's ever asked for their money back, and you're gonna love your video. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
Overwhelmed by Medicare? Alone? Maybe a bit scared? Don't worry, we've got you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7, so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
Be part of a winning team that's making a difference in your community at Arthrex. From creating thousands of new jobs and significant campus expansions, to fostering educational partnerships and philanthropic contributions, Arthrex is proud to be growing and investing in Anderson County. Experience an exciting career with a company that's dedicated to healthcare technology innovation and making people's lives better. Check out available jobs at careers.arthrex.com. No manufacturing experience required.
Fall is here, and that means cooler days and cozy nights. But are you ready to make the most of the season? At Fort Hill Natural Gas, we've got you covered. Whether it's keeping your home warm, heating your water, or firing up the grill for those crisp evenings, natural gas is your most efficient and reliable choice. It's clean, cost-effective, and always there when you need it. This fall, let Fort Hill Natural Gas keep your family comfortable and your energy bills low. Visit FHNGA.com today.
105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Walt Tip Tulip Road Rage, we are back. You can get in if you want, 654-7627. Text at 328. We talk about all that. We cover all that. You know, again, the vast majority was talk about upcoming games and who's to play, who's playing whom, etc. And we're going to do that with the ACC in a minute. But yeah, people care about Clemson football and what next year is going to look like because, again, of what this year is. So it's, I'm having the same conversation with you. I mean, that's what people care about. In fact, when I said, the day that I said, I actually wrote on Twitter that I was going to come out with a list of 12 or 13 possible quarterbacks, people were out of their minds. The response was overwhelming because people know change has to be made. And then this year has not been it. So, and he had said, but it's just aimless speculation. It's not. It's actually quite targeted. It's having a thorough working knowledge of all of college football and knowing who's available and who might be available. It's all those things. So it's far more than that. 940 says, how'd you like the Clemson basketball game last night? Yeah, we're going to talk about that. I think we saw some things last night that I listened on the radio. I was traveling, but I think that we saw and heard some things last night that were what we talked about yesterday. And that is that people are getting ahead of themselves with this team. I had a lot of people after those first two games saying, you know, well, I know it's not great competition, but this team looks amazing. And I'm like, no, man, this team doesn't look anything yet. We don't know. I think it has a lot of interesting parts. But I also suggested yesterday that at some point, you're going to start to see some role definition. Because, look, I know what Brad has said, and it may be the intent. You know, this 11 guys, you know, multiple lines, run them in and out and all that type of stuff. That's not how it's going to work. I don't think so over the course of a whole year. I think you're going to gradually assimilate into roles, and as those roles become defined, your minutes are going to change. This is not going to be a socialist basketball team, all right? It's not going to be everybody's going to get the same amount of minutes all year. It's just not. I mean, I and look, this staff may even hope that that's true, but I just don't think it's going to be true. I think no matter what you think about in that regard, I think that as things start to develop, you're going to have guys who are better players than other players, and they're naturally going to start to get more minutes. Now, I don't think that means that the other guys shouldn't play. I think there's a good chance Clemson tries to play as many guys as they can all year. I still think you're going to see more role definition and more minutes for certain players. And at the start of yesterday's game, we saw that. We saw the starters play longer. I mean, what did they play? 7 minutes, 6.5 minutes, whatever it was? They played longer. Now, they didn't necessarily all play well. Nick Davidson wasn't very involved last night. And I think moving forward, there's got to be a better concentration to get Nick Davidson the ball. Right now, it's sort of free-flowing and freelance and everybody's equal. But I think moving forward, Davidson's going to have to touch the ball more. Because I think good things happen when he touches it. When he touches the ball, Jake Wallin gets wide open threes. Because Davidson is such a good passer. And people double down on him. The other thing is he's really good at getting to the free throw line. He's made a career of that. And so I think he has to touch the ball more than he's touching it now. And that's what my expectation would be moving forward. Right now, like I said, it's sort of this everybody trying to figure out how this team's going to work and et cetera. But I don't think it's an accident that going into last night, Davidson was this team's leading scorer. Now, last night, I think he scored 6. Because, again, he went a long period of time where it didn't seem like he even touched it, let alone shot it. I think you're going to need more of that from him. I think he's going to have to touch the ball more. And I also think that moving forward, there will be additional role definition. And I think the minutes will change. I think the whole picture will change to a degree. How much? I don't know. I think we have to see. I think one thing that's been interesting is that Buckner has continued to score. I think there was a belief off of the 17-point game in the opener that, yeah, this was, you know, sort of an aberration. It's nice, but you know, can't count on that. I don't know. Maybe you can count on that more than you think, you know, because he relentlessly attacks the rim. So I think maybe you can count. I'm not saying that, you know, he's going to average 15 points a game. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm thinking that you can maybe count on him for, even when you get into conference games, I'm thinking you can count on him for 8 points, something of that sort. I think he's going to get to the rim. I think he's explosive, and I think he's tough, and I think he's hyper-competitive, and I think that plays. I also think you have a superstar in waiting on this team at guard, and I think it's just a matter of time. So I think last night we saw some of what I'm talking about. You know, you didn't see this perfect game. You saw a team that had to go back to the starters at the end of the game because things had gone a little sideways. I thought the competition would be a little better last night. It was. So I think we got a little glimpse of what's likely ahead. There are going to be some growing pains. Those growing pains may well come in this next game. I don't know whether Clemson wins that game. All right, I don't know. I haven't really even broke it down yet. But I think the challenges are going to be much more significant moving forward, and there will be some ups and downs. They're going to be – so people got ahead of themselves with this group. Just slow down a little bit because we're not there. This team's a long way from being the team that we're going to see, a long way. Like to me, like half the season away from being the team that we're eventually going to see. I just think it's going to take time, and I think even for the staff, I don't think the staff has the answers about this team yet. I think they're still getting to know this team. It's like I said, it's like Hoosiers, when Gene Hackman saying, you know, the boys and I are just getting to know each other, you know, that kind of thing. And then, you know, I'm not saying you're going to have there aren't going to be punches thrown out, all the issues that you had in that. And Brad, as far as I know, has not actually punched anybody in his background.
So, yeah, you left that out when you first talked about that.
So, but I do think that there are going to be some growing pains and some ups and downs and some time to take role definement. And I think that's sort of a natural evolution. Texas said Buckner had 22 minutes last night and he got hurt. Yeah, but I think you're going to see him, as long as he's healthy, be a factor without question. Arthur, how are you, Arthur?
Hello, Walt. How are you?
Good. I appreciate you getting in, Arthur.
Well, I'm a long-time Redskins fan, and I believe that I'm not sure if anybody's had any more injuries than they've had this year.
They've had a lot of injuries, but you know they're not alone in that regard. I mean, I think the Detroit Lions last year were probably the most injured team I've ever seen in football.
Well, I think, let's see, both our starting cornerbacks are out for the year.
Yeah.
Three of our four starting defensive ends are out for the year. So that's five. Our linebackers ain't fast enough to cover nobody, so we ain't got to worry about them.
You may be right there, Arthur.
And McLaren has only played like maybe three games this year. Noah Brown hasn't played at all. Daniels is hurt now. You know, you cannot have that many injuries on defense too, when you're not good in any way. And then you put the guys that are, you know, they're signing off the street to come play quarterback or defensive end. I mean, I just think they just scrap the whole season. Yeah. Start over next year and spend some money on defense.
Yeah, look, Arthur, I think you're on to something. Look, in a league with the type of competitive balance that the National Football League has, injuries basically account for so much. And you just can't survive them because even the better teams, the margin between the better teams and the lesser teams is so tight that if you are projected to be one of the better teams, as Washington was, and you suffer more than your share of injuries, you're just going to become one of the lesser teams for that year. It's just the way it is, and there's no way around it. And I think that's happened. Arthur, I got to run. Good talking to you, but I think you're right. Let me tell you about the Green Law Firm. My man David Green Look, I've not met anybody who's had a good experience with the IRS. You're not trying to deal with the IRS. Maybe you haven't filed for several years. You filed. I don't know. They can move into Idaho and living off the grid and getting eaten by a grizzly bear. I wouldn't do any of those things. Living in fear of your mailbox, not natural for an adult. All right? It's not the right answer. Call David Green. That's the right answer. Don't call some 1-800 company in, you know, I don't know, Chicago and give them any of your info. Call David Green. He's right here. He's been helping people here for over 20 years. Here for over 20 years. And David has great working relationships with national IRS agents. He'll quickly get you the right solutions, whether you have liens put on your property, garnish your wages, we have an audit coming up. David can help you. The Green Law Firm understands the ever-changing tax laws, what the IRS will accept as a compromise. As a matter of fact, David Green understands the Fresh Start program, and he'll use this program to your best advantage. Look, the Green Law Firm can't change your past. You didn't call them then, but you're calling them now. And you can get the peace of mind and the results you're entitled to from the local law firm that's been helping people in the upstate for well over 20 years. The professional staff of the Green Law Firm can do it all. Do yourself a big favor. Call the Green Law Firm today for free. Strategy session free. 271-7940, 271-7940. Stop by their office, 11 McGee Street in Greenville, on the web, greenlaw.legal. Quick break.
WCCP FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Poor indoor air quality can significantly decrease your quality of life through experiencing sinus infections, allergies, respiratory issues, and headaches. An easy-to-install device called UV PhotoMax uses purifying blue light to zap bacteria, mold, and viruses before they enter your home's air vents. Purify the air your family breathes and help protect them from mold, bacteria, and viruses with the UV PhotoMax from Estes Heating and Air. Serving Oconee, Pickens, Greenville, and surrounding areas. Visit ESHeatingAir.com today for more information.
Don't let your basement become a wet and moldy nightmare. It's a valuable space in your home and it should be treated that way. We understand that a dry basement is a healthy basement. Our expert